Wake Me Up. This is the Fully Charged Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Look, I won't give anything away, but you made a huge announcement this morning, Graham, on the show.
I made a big announcement.
I'm impressed.
What's your opinions?
I'm very impressed.
I know you're saying as well that you've got nothing else planned for this week. I think you're bluffing.
Do you think I am?
Yeah. I think you got something.
Look, it's one of those things where you might be paranoid. You might be right. You might be wrong. Who knows? I suppose we only have a few more days until our festival merch go out on sale. It's Thursday. Were you thinking during the show?
I think just after 8 o'clock we open up the shop. People go by and then we'll see how we're fixed 24 hours later on Friday morning.
Now you did,
and that's the best way to do it.
You said during the show that you actually made a mistake in terms of your pricing up costs.
Yeah. So the whole premise of this is whoever makes the most profit, not whoever sells the most or makes the most money. It's whoever makes the most profit. So you got to subtract your cost price from your selling price. I actually overestimated my cost price, so I'm going to be making more profit than I originally thought.
So you have 300.
I've 300 to sell. So I bought them €100 for the 300. That means for some reason I thought they'd cost me €1. They don't. They cost me 33 cents.
Oh, wow.
So my markup will be €2.67 per item.
Now, if I sell all of mine, what do you need
I
to sell?
I think in around 55 to 60, I have
That's
to sell.
Very doable.
It's very doable. Let me see.
You must be confident after.
So you're making in around €12 per croc, and you've got 12 crocs to sell. So you can make around 144. This is rough ideas now. So I need 144 divided by 267. So I need to sell 54.
Are you confident?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking, should I lower my price to €2? Get more people to buy, but I have to shift more units. I think I'll keep it at 3. Because I had a chat with Simon from sales, and I go, what would you do? Like, you know, you hear €3. Would you put it down to 2? Do you think it would be more a bigger incentive for people to buy because €2? He goes, nah, the difference between 2 and €3 so little these days. Price for coffee, €3. You're gonna sell the exact same amount.
Do you have more tricks up your sleeve?
I'm trying.
You don't rest on your laurels.
See, I know, I have a feeling your video is going to be better than mine. It's going to be more humorous. That's what I believe.
But I believe that you dress up as a cowboy in your video.
Do I?
I think so.
Okay, and why is that going to do anything?
I think that's going to be funny.
Mine isn't funny.
Is it not?
No. It's not. Yours is clever and it's going to be witty. Mine is a bit of a different angle. But it's not, I'm not getting laughs in mine.
Were you worried about doing the show this morning with your voice?
No, it's been worse. It was worse.
Yours actually very strong.
It's okay.
I think if anyone's, mine has been
a
weak one.
When you did your Cork impression.
Yeah, it sounded like a seagull.
It was like, "Arg!"
Yeah.
"Arg!" Callum's over there setting up the eBay stores. Callum, how are we looking with the whole...
Oh, Christ, my life.
He's got it very difficult, this guy.
He's
a tough job.
Is eBay making a profit off of our charity?
Yes. So, the last hour, I've been trying to find out a way. So, eBay doesn't list charities for the Republic of Ireland. It only lists charities for the UK. So, if you were to sell it through eBay normally, eBay takes a 10% fee from every sale. So, say you put €3 on for yours.
30 cents.
It takes 30 cents.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Oh, yeah, I understand that. As I say, have a chat with the charity. They might have another way. They go, we can do it this way. Or we can put it through another...
But I was just speaking to... I can't remember his name on live chat. I just hung up on him because it was the end.
Oh, someone on eBay?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he was saying, you got to get the charity to sign up and do all of this, but it's really long-winded, so the charity might have something. So we'll get to them. Yeah. But here we go.
Hey,
I'm back, and I'm taking over the podcast.
We have to be positive. We've got to be optimistic. You know, in businesses and charities, you're always going to face stumbling blocks.
I'm happy.
All I want to do is sleep. I'll just be honest with you.
But that's every day.
That's very true.
Okay, so on the podcast this morning, we have, a big announcement in regards to my festival merch business. We talk about our trip to London, Joe Wicks. We tell some jokes, and also we find out, am I better at Who's Your Neighbour with or without Nathan? Here's the podcast.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Just back from London as of yesterday. Went away to celebrate Nathan O'Reilly's 28th birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all the love and support. I was wearing the birthday crown over the weekend. As you can hear from our voices, it was a little bit wild. It was a heavy trip, but we...
It wasn't wild. We were home at 1 o'clock each night. That's how late we stay out these days. And even at that, we wanted to go home around 12. There's no wildness anymore with us.
We're a little bit jet lagged, but the show must go on. We were staying in our friend Deborah's apartment. Really nice place. When we arrived, I noticed that it was beside a huge skate park. And the skaters, I feel like I would love to befriend them. They're always topless, they're covered in tattoos, they have abs, and they seem very popular folk. But just, you could hear it in her apartment. You could always hear these skateboarders having a great time.
Yep.
And we found out on the Saturday evening, one of Deborah's roommates told us that that skate park was in fact in a very famous music video.
Well, we're going back to 2011. It was the start of this excellent pop star's career. And he also gave another two guys a leg up as well. Does anybody remember this song? So come on. Olly Murs and Rizzle Kicks, My Heart Skips a Beat. Now, at the time when this song came out, I was obsessed with Olly Murs. I used to wear the chinos, the stripy t-shirts as well. So we decided that on Saturday night when we'd come home, we were going to recreate the video. It was going to be fantastic. And our friend Sean was there. He was videoing us going around. And I decided to get up on one of those, I think it's called the grind rail, where the skateboarders put their skateboards and go...
I'm going to throw it out there. I think it's the half pipe.
I don't know what it's called. I'm just basically bluffing here on the radio. But I went on it and I started walking on it, doing all the dance moves to the song, fell off and hit my face on the ground.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, at the time I said, do you know what, it hurts, but god damn it, it's a funny video.
It's a great video, and I was all looking forward to you putting it on your Instagram.
Sean lost the videos.
Oh.
He lost the videos. But there is one thing I want to ask you about the weekend, Nathan.
Yeah.
At any point, because you haven't done it in the last 48 hours we've been together, are you going to thank me for allowing you to have the spare bedroom in the apartment and I took the couch? Because can I tell you one thing? That my back is absolutely killing me from sleeping. Listen to this, producer
you
Callum.
You said you were comfortable on that couch.
I get to the apartment and straight away it's the discussion. Who's going to get the spare bed and who has to sleep on the couch? Not even did it cross his mind that he was not going to be in the bed.
Everyone else is 6'5". Graham comes in, he's 5'2", and he wants the big bed.
I want a bed. I want to be at least given a shot of the bed. I wasn't even included in the conversation. It was, who's going to get the bed? Is it going to be myself, Sean, or Mark? Graham, you're on the couch, but who? Us three, we're kind of bigger lads than Graham.
You look so peaceful on the couch, Graham. I've never seen you smile so much.
Again, he still hasn't thanked me. He still hasn't thanked me. My back is in bits from sleeping two nights on a couch. But look, that's the kind of character Nathan O'Reilly is. And at 28, I'd like to say he was getting more mature and more kind of thoughtful. But in fact, it's actually going the other way around. Anyway,
hey,
good weekend.
How good was that skate park?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And Nathan, are you aware of Joe Wicks?
I absolutely love a little bit of Joe Wicks. Yeah.
Explain briefly what Joe Wicks is.
Well, he is called the Body Coach. He is a fitness expert. He's also a chef. He makes simple meals that will make you lean in 15. Now, he has probably the nicest hair I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's brown, it's curly, it's luscious. It definitely smells of a meadow full of lilies, but he also is ripped like a mackerel.
Yeah. Well, he's getting a lot of stick online this morning because he was on his Instagram and he was going through a little bit of a meal that he was doing and he was talking about some cheeses. And you know, you've got brie and stuff like that, but he was talking about Wensleydale cheese. Now, if you don't know what it is, it's a creamy cheese with some fruit in it and it's made very famous in Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
But this is how he pronounced Wensleydale, and he's getting such stick online.
This is my dinner, no lie. I've got a whole burrata, which went off yesterday and I refused to throw it away. I've got the brie and the Wensleydale.
What, the Wensley what? The Wensley?
Dally.
Oh, yes.
Oh, come on.
He must be a fan of Pitbull, because listen, if you listen closely, he kind of sounds like Pitbull.
And the Wensley Dally.
Kind of does.
Yeah,
a
he
bit
puts
there.
On Pitbull's accent at the end.
So he's gone onto his Instagram because people have been saying, man, you're pronouncing it wrong. But I just don't think he believes them.
The amount of people messaging me is giving me jokes saying, you're not pronouncing that cheese right. You know the one I was eating, the Wensley Dally? They're saying it's not pronounced that, it's Wensley Dale, like Emmerdale. Amount of people messaging.
Emmerdale.
I like that, Emmerdale.
But I would like, you know how Carnation Street have the underwear factory?
Yeah.
Well, I think Emmerdale needs to have a cheese factory called the Emmerdale.
If you just joined us, Graham, you're speaking about Joe Wicks, the body coach. He doesn't know how to pronounce the cheese Wensley Dale, he calls it.
Wensley Dale. Have a little listen here.
I've got the Brie and the Wensley Dale.
And people are saying, no, Joe, it's like Emmerdale. That's how you pronounce it. Well, over the weekend, I was receiving a few DMs, people wishing me a happy birthday. It was lovely to see. One person just said, I'm sorry, Nathan. I'm sure you get this all the time. You look like Marlon Dingle from Emmerdale. And then I started Googling him. And I know we've spoken about it in the past before.
Yeah.
But he is not a good looking man.
No.
It was really insulting.
No, like, and the thing is, when you look at it, you do, if you don't know Marlon Dingle.
He's very gaunt.
Very gaunt and dishevelled.
Yeah, sickly looking.
It's not dishevelled, it's more kind of, just sick.
He always looks scared.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips. You can make
a man. 7:37 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning. That is Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello and Señorita. And I have something to do with Shawn Mendes coming up just after 8 o'clock on the show. That's all you're getting. Nobody here.
Sorry, what?
Nobody here knows what I'm talking about.
This is very cryptic.
Producer Callum doesn't know it. Nathan doesn't know it.
Do you know it, Producer Callum?
Just after 8 o'clock. I'll be talking about Shawn Mendes and something to do with my new company, G-String.
I don't like that tease. I'm sorry. Shawn Mendes.
But look, we're in the showbiz shootout right now.
Very confused.
And people are very worried now. And we're in the showbiz shootout now, Nathan.
Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather. They each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Graham, will I begin?
Please do.
Mick Jagger demands a new mattress at every hotel that he stays in when he's on tour. So he's 76 years of age, and he also asks a member of hotel staff to sleep on the still plastic wrap mattress for one night before he uses it. This is an odd request, but when you're Mick Jagger, you're able to do these sort of things.
Are you going to talk about... Are you going to continue talking about mattresses now, or can I put in and I know you want to go, oh, other strange requests from celebrities.
That is what I was going to do. That is what I was going to do.
I want to take over this story.
Oh, you're hijacking
I'm hijacking your story because yesterday we were in the airport coming back from London for your birthday, and I was on Twitter and I saw Mattress Mick tweet this out, and now this makes sense. I didn't get it, but I retweeted anyway. I hear that Mick Jagger is looking for a new mattress because he can't get no satisfaction. A new Irish-made mattress from me will sort the problem. Give me a call, Mick. Cheers.
Oh, brilliant.
Have I just made Nathan's story better?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, well, you continue.
My story has got to do with Kanye West and his Sunday service. Essentially, if you don't know what it is, it's a spiritual concert he does every single Sunday where he sings his own songs and some psalms and some songs of other people. And I've told you before that I think it's really cool and all, but they're all dressing the same, the same colours, and it looks like it's the start of a cult.
He's very worried.
He said a couple of months ago that he wanted to set up a church, and for the first time he's taken his worship, his spiritual concert, down from the mountains where he usually does it in a circle, to an actual church. He teamed up over the weekend with the Californian Worship Center, and in there he had a 3-hour mass. This is the beginning of it, Nathan, where he sang songs from the likes of Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg. Oh. He's now moved into the church. This is the beginning of the cult, Nathan.
Is there anything we can do to stop this cult from happening?
I'd say just let him go. Yeah. Actually, last night I was watching, I don't know if you watch on Netflix, David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and Kanye West was on.
I saw the Kanye West episode.
I really enjoyed it, but I want to know, and I think you might know more about it, is when David Letterman comes out first, he's in front of a small kind of theatre, small theatre crowd. and then he introduces the guest. Do the crowd know who it is? Because when he said Kanye West, the crowd went absolutely berserk.
They don't. They don't have a clue. They just turn up knowing that Letterman is going to have a famous guest and they're hoping that it's a good one.
Because in the front row then, Kim Kardashian, obviously Kanye's wife, was sitting there. So I was thinking, who else do you think it is? Is it going to be Kris Jenner? Or it's probably going to be Kanye West if Kim Kardashian is there. So I don't know why everyone was as surprised. That's my story. I'm going to give you the win this morning, but because of me.
I'm still very confused by this Shawn Mendes chat that you said after 8.
Something to do with my company. I'll be talking about Shawn Mendes.
Give me the victory. And guys, I just want to show there is a sheet. I had a lot of stories that I was going to add to mine.
Can you mix it up, please? 7:22, first time on Spin.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Imagine if this is the very first time you have listened to Gotta Get It Wrong.
Ooh. This is the game. It's a game show with a difference. Because usually you got to get questions right and you earn your money. This one, you got to get questions wrong and we give you money. We give you money by topping the leaderboard at the end of the week. You get €100. And kicking off the week this morning is Amy. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, we are just dandy. It was my birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I don't know what he was expecting there, Amy. Was he expecting me you say, oh, I've sent in the present, Nathan. It should be with you shortly.
Well, it is in the post, though.
It is in the post. And look, hopefully we'll be posting out €100 to you at the end of the week. Because that's what will happen if you top our Gotta Get It Wrong leaderboard. You're going to have to stay there for the whole week. But whatever happens, you will go top this morning because it is the first game of the week. How it works, Amy, is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. That all good?
Sounds perfect.
Amy, this is your moment. You sound so sprightly. I think you're going to do well.
Well, I'm going on holidays this morning, so here's hoping.
Where are we off to?
Alicante in Spain.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Are you going with the partner or the girls?
No, the boy.
Oh, lovely.
Well, hopefully we can add €100 to your spending money. Here we go.
What date is Christmas Day?
The 26th of December.
What date is Valentine's Day?
The 13th of February.
Do your best Brian Kerr impression.
Ho, ho, ho.
Sing a Scouting for Girls song.
I love you.
Who is the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Mariah Carey.
What do sunglasses block out?
The snow.
What's 52 minus 8?
Minus 1.
16 plus 28 is 38. True or false?
Oh.
What noise does a tadpole make? What noise does a worm make?
Meow.
Who manages Man United?
I do.
Who is the British Prime Minister?
My boyfriend.
How do you spell chest?
D-O-G.
What rhymes with crest?
Orange.
Speak Swedish?
Dietich.
Speak Dutch?
Askelga.
What's the Irish word for cheese?
Milk.
Okay, right, that was strong. Amy, how did you find it?
Why did I answer Bono?
Yeah, well, you said the Bono, but look, you didn't let that mess you up. We kept going. You came on this morning, you were very generous, wishing me a happy birthday. I didn't even say it was my birthday and you wished me one. You also said that there's a gift in the post. I cannot wait for it. You're also going on holidays with your boyfriend. It's just, it's all very beautiful. And you know what? You reminded me of someone.
Who?
You reminded me of a very, very young Dot Cotton.
Oh, very generous.
Oh, such a generous lady. Are you happy with that?
I'm delighted with that.
Oh, you're going to be even happier because you came on and you got 14.
Not bad at all.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Not bad, Amy. Listen, if you, nobody gets 15 or more between now and Friday, that €100 will be yours. Amy, thank you so much for coming on and have a great holiday in Alicante. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Amy. Bye.
So you're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It's getting very hot in the studio right now because this epic duel between us, Graham, it's getting hotter by the day. We both releasing festival merch for Electric Picnic.
Yep.
Crocs, they're part of my DNA. I absolutely love them, so it inspired me to bring out foamy festival feet, very similar to Crocs, but with a personal touch, and I'm selling them for a bargain price. Listen to this, $19.99.
I am selling G-String. It's the name of my company. My name is Graham. People call me G, and it is the string that goes around your sunglasses. It is your essential festival bling. I'm selling mine for €3. Now, we announced last week, very exciting, that we actually can't sell as businesses because it's illegal and we haven't set it up properly. So we're going to donate every bit of money that we make from our products to a charity we'll be announcing very, very soon.
And it goes up on sale this Thursday.
This Thursday.
So I know that the next few days, it's going to be an aggressive marketing campaign.
We both have videos in the can. They'll be released, I believe, Wednesday. They're kind of our Instagram ads. But I wasn't going to sit on my hands and have that it. I am upping the ante big time this week. I have a few things planned. And Nathan, this morning, I would like to announce that I have an official brand partnership with a sunglass company.
I'm sorry, what?
G-String has an official sunglass company partnership, and it is with Henshaw Eyewear, the official sunglasses of Irish rugby international Robbie Henshaw. Because when you were away on Friday, I had a couple of business calls. I took my opportunity of my day off, well, your day off, and I was by myself, to call a few companies. And I got talking to the marketing manager of Henshaw Eyewear, Connor Fitzgibbon, and he told me a little bit about the company, and we discussed our excitement about branding up together.
Yeah, I suppose we were founded by Robbie Henshaw, the Ireland rugby player. So he created and designed a collection of blue light glasses that filters out harmful blue light. So, Graham, for example, you've probably been staring at a monitor for quite a lot of time.
Constantly. I'm never off the job, Connor. I'm constantly working.
So you are our prime target market. In addition to that, Robbie developed a collection of polarized sunglasses. And look, we're delighted to partner with G-String. We think it's a fabulous product.
I think it's a fabulous product too. So this is the official sunglass company of Irish Rugby International, Robbie Henshaw. And not just that, Shawn Mendes, superstar, has been wearing them as well over in LA.
Luckily for us, he got passed walking down the street with Camila Cabello. So, he's a fan.
I'm just so happy that the two companies can come together and finally change the sunglasses game, because I'm just sick of my sunglasses falling off at festivals.
Look, we're delighted to be partnering with you, Graham. Obviously, with the charity angle, it's really important and it's something we value a lot. Robbie himself is the ambassador for the NCBI, which is the National Council for the Blind. So we do a lot of charity work on our side. So we really think it's an important part of the brand and something that we really value.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well,
I have
nice to see
official sunglass partnership, Nathan. How do you feel?
Well, I will say you made it seem like Shawn Mendes was popped wearing your G-string.
No, Shawn Mendes was popped wearing Henshaw Eyewear, who now are my official sunglass partners. But Nathan, it doesn't end there.
I think it does end.
Doesn't end there, because Connor, the marketing manager, was good enough to offer just one more thing.
Yes, so just to celebrate the partnership together, we're delighted to announce that one person who donates to the charity will receive a pair of Henshaw sunglasses delivered to their door attached with a pair of G-strings.
Oh my God. Not just have we got a partnership, we have an absolutely incredible prize. Connor, head of marketing for Henshaw Eyewear, I'm delighted that this is going to be the start of something beautiful, a brand partnership, my official sunglass partners of G-Strings. Connor, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Graham.
Oh, and not wow. just that, I have the glasses came delivered this morning on
Come
the table.
On.
These are the ones that Shawn Mendes was papped wearing in LA. Not the exact ones, the model, the same model.
That is incredible.
So somebody who buys a G-string and donates to the charity oh. will receive their G-string, but with these sunglasses on it.
Can you give me Connor's number? I want to call him after the show today.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
But on Friday, I did all my business calls, but you were also away, and a big part of Friday's show was Who's Your Neighbour, where we get somebody on, try and figure out who their neighbour is by asking them questions. It was a big thing for me, Nathan, to do by myself because...
Did you do better by yourself?
I want to see how you do before I explain how I did.
All okay? right.
I've clipped up 20 seconds off the clues, and I want you to try and figure out who it is. This is the best, most revealing part of my questions as to who Shauna's neighbour was on Friday's show. Have a listen to this. Is your neighbour into music?
Yes.
Is your neighbour a solo singer?
No.
Is your neighbour still singing?
No.
Was your neighbor...
Well, actually, go back to that one, kind of. He will be a background singer.
Has your neighbor had a hit in the charts?
Oh, yes, I'd say so, yes.
And that's all the information I really had. I was kind of either side of that. I was fluffing, trying
so
to figure out
So just to
it
say
was.
The neighbor's a man, yes?
Yeah.
All right, so he's a sort of background singer, and they've had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
I don't really know too many background singers. I'm thinking that maybe they're... a guitar player or a drummer or
you're
something.
You're on the right route. Yeah, you're on the right route.
Is it our friend Jimmy Rainsford from Picture This?
Nathan, if you said that on Friday, you would have been incorrect.
Ah.
Who it was contentious, okay? It was Matt from The Academic.
All right.
Now, I was going with Matt for The Academic, but last second, I changed it to Craig from The Academic.
The lead singer.
The lead singer. I got a little bit confused. But then we found out that they're kind of all her neighbours, and it was a bit confusing.
Craig is also my neighbour, but Matthew lives closest.
No. It's not who's your closest neighbour. It's who's your neighbour.
Right, okay. Well, you know what?
We both win.
I will give you the win.
So I'm taking the win.
Can't believe you changed your answer, though. Background singer. I'm going to go with the lead singer.
So essentially, I can do Gotta Get It Wrong by myself without you and still succeed.
No, I'll do it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We have some very exciting news here. Dunn's have opened a brand new food hall in the ILAC Centre. Has loads of great stuff like coffee, a nice hot roast sandwich.
Oh, I love hot roast
sandwich. Get it in your mouth, Graham. My favourite, the fish counter. That's where you'll find me. I'll have a monkfish. Can I please have some salmon? Yeah, a bit of cod. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Well... we are giving away...
Jeremy the fishmonger.
There's always a Jeremy. The fishmonger is always called Jeremy. We've got €200 to spend in Dunn's to give away every day this week. All you have to do is tell us what Graham has left behind when he's shopping.
Yeah, do you want to hear me shop?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play you the list of food that I'm buying. Today is very cheese-centered. And just make sure you're listening very carefully. Hello.
Oh, hello, you grey-haired man.
Well, you know, you haven't got a big head of hair yourself there, Baldy. Right, here's my groceries. Okay,
oh,
scan them in
a lot
there.
Of cheese. That's not going to be good for your fat face.
No, come on. What do I have there?
Right, you have some feta.
Yeah.
See, some brie. Oh, a little bit of goat's cheese. Some cheddar. And some blue cheese, you smelly man.
So, we're going to get somebody on in a couple of minutes. And they're going to try and figure out which one of the cheeses I forgot to bring home. So if you want to come on and play that in around 10 minutes time, text or WhatsApp us the word shopping and your details to 087 711 1038. It's all thanks to the new Dunn Stores Food Hall in the ILAC Centre, your slice of food heaven in the city.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I'm not an emotional man, but I would go to the end of the world to give you €150. Every day this week we're doing it. It's all thanks to Nui and their high-quality indulgent ice cream. You can win that money, and you can also be in with the chance of, listen to this, Zorb footballing with myself and Graham in Tala tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, if you're free, and you want to get four of your mates to take on five of us here, a 5v5 Zorb footballing match, well then listen up, because this is your last chance to become a qualifier and also your last chance to win €150. All you got to do is tell us which one of these famous landmarks is newer, basically the newest landmark. Is it A, the GPO, or is it B, Houston Station?
Got to text or WhatsApp your answer and your details right now to 087-711-1038. Don't just do this for the money. Think about it. Have you always wanted to kick Graham in the leg? Well, you now have a chance to do that tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Something tells me they'll be aiming for your shoulder bit more than my leg. Because remember, he's dislocated it three times. I heard the fourth is the best one.
I got surgery, Graham. I'm made of metal now.
Even worse than when the metal
rips
all your tendons apart. Right, we'll give someone a call around 5 minutes' time to give them €150, put them in the draw. Craig, how's things?
How's things?
Look, we're very well, Craig. Do you want to kick Graham in the leg at Zorb footballing?
Sure, why not?
No, let's not condone this now. Let's all have a nice, honest game. Well, listen to this. We want to try and put you in the draw for Zorb footballing tomorrow, 5v5 against Spain, but also give you €150. All with thanks to Nui and their high-quality indulgent ice cream. Just tell us which one of these landmarks is Nui or Craig, the GPO or Houston Station?
Houston Station.
Now, are you confident?
Kind of. Not really sure.
Did you just take a gamble?
Yeah, just a guess, yeah.
Well, Craig, I can tell you, trust your instincts, because you, my friend, you are correct.
Congratulations.
The GPO was built in 1818 and Houston Station was built in 1846.
Craig, you just won €150 and you go in the draw to join us tomorrow in Tala playing Zorb footballing. Thanks, Craig. Bye-bye.
Fair play, thanks.
Craig, take care, man.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a song and then after that we'll be picking our winner to join us Zorb footballing in Tala.
Yeah, we put all the names in the hat and I've chosen out one, and I can tell you that Carl, who came on last week, is going to go Zorb footballing with myself and Graham. Producer Callum's going to play as well. That's going to be a beautiful sight to see.
And I think we're going to try and nab Peter Collins, who does spinets as well. We're trying to fill a five-a-side team. Carl's got to fill his five-a-side team. And we'll be doing it tomorrow on our urban adventure.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
But this is a game we do every single Monday.
Come on, Graham, get ready for it.
Catchphrase on the radio.
Sounds good. Not your best work, but I would give you a C.
Well, I was celebrating your birthday weekend in London, so my voice isn't as fresh as it should be.
Catchphrase on the radio. Graham, it's fair to say that you stole this from the TV show Catchphrase.
Yep, and I brought it on the radio. Every Monday, get someone on, take on Nathan. Winner gets cinema passes. Adam, are you a fan of Catchphrase?
Yeah, I love it. Love the show.
Look, Adam, yes. I think you're not going to beat me. I think you're here to just fill the void, make a number.
Oh, no.
Like, fair play for coming on.
Oh, here
but
we go.
You, my friend, you're going down.
No.
That's all trash talk, that is.
Listen to this. Adam, these are the rules. I'm going to have 3 clues to a catchphrase. Each clue will get progressively easier and reveal more of the catchphrase. You will each have 1 guess after each clue. And just remember, Adam, I will generally never use a word in my clues that's in the catchphrase.
Okay.
Number 1.
All right.
This catchphrase takes place in a cemetery. Adam, you can jump in anytime you want. Don't have to wait for Nathan.
All right.
Yeah. Dig your own grave. Dig in your own grave.
He's saying dig in your own grave. You're wrong. Adam, do you want to have a guess?
Talking to the dead.
Talking to the dead.
Ooh.
No.
Ah,
and don't,
wow.
Adam, don't worry. If you know it, shout it out straight away. Don't have to wait for Nathan.
You have to wait for me. I'm a pro. I'm a champ.
So we're in a cemetery. And there's a body part in a hole.
Digging yourself a hole.
Oh, that's what... No, Nathan said that the first time.
No.
Please, Adam, let me concentrate. You said your answer.
I'm going to have to push you.
A body part in the...
I'm going to have to push you.
A leg in the grave.
You're wrong.
1 foot in the grave. Wow.
No! No!
Yeah.
He's gone! He's out! He's won!
Adam, What an answer! He used Nathan's answer. He twisted it.
Shame on you!
And he got it out of a horrible person. One foot in the grave. The final clue was this body part is found below the ankle.
Oh, no.
And it's 1 foot in the grave.
1 foot in the grave.
Oh, I am so upset.
Adam, I don't believe it. Please say you get that reference, don't you, Adam?
Yeah,
Victor Meldrum.
Oh, we'll just stop. Can you be relevant? Come on, be current.
Adam, thank you so much. I'm going to send you on a night out at the cinema. You can have it on me, all right? I'm so happy you've knocked him off his perch. This is beautiful.
I'm gutted.
Great Adam, stuff.
What a game. Bye-bye, buddy.
Good work. Thank you.
Well done, Adam. See you. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Choose the news. Graham, it's up there with my favourite part of the show at this time.
At this time?
Just specifically at this time. You have three bits of news. I choose one of them to hear the full story from. What do you have for me?
Headline number one, you snooze, you cruise.
Okay.
Headline number two, I don't agree with that.
Oh.
Or headline number three, lollyflower.
Lollyflower.
I'll tell you, three good headlines this morning. Three good headlines.
Yeah, they're solid. I'm not going to lie to you. Lollyflower. There's something fun about it. I'd like to hear that one, please.
This has got to do with the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It's a comedy festival that happens in Edinburgh every single year. And at the end of the festival, they give out an award for the funniest joke of the Fringe. And this week, it went to Swedish comedian Olaf Falafel. He took the title with the gag. I keep randomly shouting out broccoli and cauliflower. I think I might have florets. I think it's an okay joke.
It's a clever joke.
I don't think it's hilarious.
No, you're not going to fall over your seat laughing at that.
But there is a list of the top 10 that didn't make it. And I've taken a couple of the jokes from the top 10 and I want to get your opinion on them.
Now, do you think they're good?
I've taken my favourite few from the top 10.
Okay.
What's driving Brexit from here? It looks like it's probably the Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah, so I'm not hugely into politics.
So he crashed his car.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago. Okay. A cowboy asked me if I could help him round up 18 cows. I said, of course, that's 20 cows. Why is everyone so slow in here this morning? Do you get it, Nathan?
No.
Round them up. So you round up the number. Round up the number.
Oh, okay. That's kind of more of a riddle.
A thesaurus is great. There's no other word for it.
Yeah. Okay.
I accidentally booked myself onto an escapology course. I'm really struggling to get out of it.
Struggle to say that.
I struggle to sell it, really. And final one. To be...
All right, now sell it to me. You're on stage. Man, final joke. I want to laugh, and I think I'm going to.
To be or not to be a horse rider. That is equestrian.
I like that one.
Thank you very much. And on that, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.